Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Conlon Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Well, to set the scene for you today, it is a beautiful day here in San Rafael, California. It is 62 degrees, and it is sunny outside. The rain has gone away, at least for a little bit. So we welcome you inside the broadcast booth, Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, and Max Rosenberg here today on the call with you guys. It is also a very special day here on the campus at Dominican. It is senior day for this PacWest Division II volleyball matchup. And the visiting Point Loma Sea Lions visit the Conlon Center. Under fourth season head coach Jonathan Scott, the Sea Lions come in at 12-15 overall, 9-10 in the PacWest Conference. They sit at ninth right now in the conference standings. And for the Dominican University of California Penguins, they come in 9-18 overall, Brandon. But a better conference record. They're 8-11 in the PacWest. They do sit at that 10th spot in the conference standings.
Yeah, here for the Penguins, last game here at home on the season. They just got to end it on a positive note. They have lost 6 in a row. And last night at Notre Dame, Dana Muir, they got swept 3-0. You don't want to have that happen here tonight. Let's get that win on senior day for Amy Steinwad and Susanna Pilkerton.
Yeah, our only two seniors. And they did get swept, as you mentioned, but not in a fashion that we've seen them lose sets here at the Conlon Center. All three sets last night were very competitive, and the final score in those sets Brandon will have for us in a moment. But for the Point Loma Sea Lions, their last five, they're 4-1. They come in on a three-game win streak, only losing one set during that streak.
Yeah, for last night's game against Notre Dame, Dominican first set 25-21, second set of 26-24, and the third set 25-22. So they hung on there just like the other games we've seen here at the Conlon Center. They've been battling.
And it's been a battle to take set number one, be the first one to win a set. And also, when you get down one set to nothing, to be able to come back and tie it up before we go into that intermission, before we go straight into the last three sets, that's been a problem. They've gotten it to five sets here at the Conlon Center a couple of times, and most recently here at the Conlon Center in five sets. That was against Dixie State, I should say, and they lost that one 15-11 in set number five. So we are almost ready to go here at the Conlon Center, and we are getting the lineups for you. It is senior day, as Brandon mentioned, senior out of all fun and senior day. And Brandon,
senior day, all those four seasons and really the entire school. So you
said Pilkerton and 403. So Susie, we've seen her here the past couple of years. She was here to begin her collegiate career, and then she left and came back. And it's good to see her being honored here on senior day. She's out there with her family. And next we'll move on to our last senior. That is Amy Steinwand, whose name you all at home on the broadcast hear so very often. 1,000 national anthem. All right, everybody, welcome back to Senior Day here on the campus at Dominican University of California as the Penguins take on the Point Loma Sea Lions. And right now we will bring you the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Point Loma Sea Lions, a 6-foot freshman out of Superior, Colorado, number 7, Sophie Wingert. A 6-foot freshman out of Roseburg, Oregon, number 9, Madeline Fox. A 6-foot freshman out of Snohomish, Washington, number 10, Jamie Symbolic. A 5'10" junior out of Bray, California, number 11, Alyssa Rifalato. A 5'8" junior out of San Dimas, California, number 17, Italy Andrade. And a 5'7" freshman out of Spokane, Washington, number 20, Haley Damon. And the libero for the Point Loma Sea Lions will be the 6'1" freshman out of Gilbert, Arizona, number 5, Julia Molinas. And the starting lineup for the Dominican University of California Penguins, a 5'2" sophomore out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, number 3, Zoe Burgess. A 6-foot junior out of San Jose, California, number 7, Brittany Lateague. A 5'11" junior out of Phoenix, Arizona, number 11, Kate Even. A 5'8" senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, one of the ladies being honored here today, number 12, the Hammer, Amy Steinwand. A 5'10" freshman out of Spokane, Washington, number 15, Josie Walser. And a 5'11" redshirt senior out of Dexter, Michigan, the senior here on Senior Day, getting the start, Brandon, number 17, Susanna Pilkerton. And the libero for the Penguins will be a 5'6" freshman out of Battleground, Washington, number 1, Hannah Wiles. We're about ready to go here in the Conlon Center on the beautiful campus at Dominican University of California. The Sea Lions off to our right in their gold jerseys, green jerseys with gold numbers. The Penguins off to our left getting hyped in the all white with black and gold trim as always here at home. On Senior Day, Amy Steinwand and Susanna Pilkerton being honored here before the game. Amy Steinwand, I saw, got a volleyball with her picture on it, and it said 1,000 kills. She entered the 1,000 kill club, and Brandon, that's pretty special.
Yeah, and she's adding on to that this season. She has 280 so far.
She's every Steinwand, that is, as Hannah Wiles will check in for Kate Even as they do the libero switch. That's the same one that they do at the beginning of every match is the libero for the Sea Lions checks in. That's Holly Person. All right, everybody. Back to serve for the Sea Lions will be Alyssa Rifalato. She will get a ball from our referee. Rifalato taking a step back from the service line. She's on that near corner, kind of close to where Kate Even likes to serve. And speaking of Kate Even, we will see her be a huge factor today. And we are underway. Rifalato serves Zoe Burgess diving. Walser saves it, pushes it over the net. Free ball for the Sea Lions. Near side. Symbolic goes down the line, picked up out of the back row. Pilkerton off the tape. It rolls and it falls for the first point of the match here on Senior Day. The redshirt senior, Susanna Pilkerton, gets the Penguins started. You can't write a script any better than that.
Exactly. Just how fitting. First point of the day to Pilkerton, and she's going to get an opportunity to serve it.
She will serve from the near side out of the back row, picked up by Andrade. Over the net, diving is Wiles, and it'll go wide over media row. And just like that, it's one apiece. Now, Brandon, I look in the corner. The net goes Lateague. Into the goes Kat Thomason. Credit Thomason with the kill. And it's 2-1 Penguins here early in set number one as Kate Even checks in place of Brittany Lateague. Back to serve, Hannah Wiles, a freshman out of Battleground, Washington, picked up by Rifalato. Going down the line is Symbolic. Penguins have it now far side. Thomason into the back row. Near side with it, Symbolic. Pilkerton there with the dig. Back set from Walser. Even right down the middle and a brilliant dig by Person out of the back row. Near side, Symbolic out of the back corner. Pilkerton able to pick it up. Bump set from Walser. Steinwand cross court and it finds the hardwood. It is 3-1 Penguins here on Senior Day as two of the first three Penguin points have come from the seniors Steinwand and Pilkerton.
Perfect placement by Steinwand. Just gets it in the middle where no one was standing and person was there but late.
From one end of the spectrum off the kill of Steinwand, here's the freshman, Hannah Wiles. Riffalato out of the back row. Near side set from Katurakis into the block. And it is 4-1. Penguins here early on. And Brandon, they need to keep this momentum going. They need to keep a healthy lead. This is a Point Loma team who has lost only one set on their three-game win streak. Hannah Wiles jump serve to the near side, Riffalato. Katurakis near side set going down the line is symbolic. And it will go out of bounds just off the near sideline. Penguins with a four-point lead. Hannah Wiles, fourth consecutive serve. Penguins going on a bit of a run here. As she trots to the line, her jump serve, back row, Riffalato. Set up on the front, able to keep it alive with the Sea Lions. How do they do that? Quick set from Josie Walter as Kate even tried to hit the back right corner and was unable to. That stops the Penguin run. It's 5-2. Penguins still lead.
Yeah, Katurakis loves to set it there on the right side, all the way to Symbolic. Watch for that this entire match. They've been running it three times at least so far within the first couple of rallies.
Julia Molinas comes in place of Italy Andrade for the Sea Lions. Back to serve was Katsumi Steinwand will be back.
Penguins need to continue to take advantage.
Able to save it? No, the Sea Lions able to keep it alive, and that gives the Penguins a six-point lead, and Coach Jonathan Scott wants a timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home with the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in 10 seconds. Maybe we won't be back in 10 seconds, Brandon. Maybe we will just stay right here. So we have Max Rosenberg here with us today. Max, you have a show on Penguin Radio called The Green Machine. Give us a quick rundown of it before we come back.
That's right. On my show, I talk about how environmentalism relates to every aspect of your life and how good economics is good sustainability.
And I'm sure it does. Now, when is your show so people out there can listen?
You can catch my show, The Green Scene, Thursdays at 2 p.m.
Thursday at 2 p.m. if you want to learn a little bit more about how to be more kind to our environment. I encourage you to listen to Max's show, and Max will be on with us throughout the day. And thank you, Max, is back to serve for the Penguins. Amy Steinwand with that 8-2 lead, back row. Riffalato set on the front side by Katurakis. Steinwand able to keep it alive, but it'll hit the hardwood, and that'll be a point for Point Loma. 8-3.
Yeah, we saw Molinas in pregame really able to get that height, and credit to her on the kill, continuing to show that cross-court action.
Symbolic. Oh, a high throw into the air, Brandon, on that serve, and that almost hit the catwalk here at the Conlin Center, but instead she will land it in that back corner for a service ace. It's 8-4 Penguins.
Yeah, I've never seen a serve that high.
Boy,
by any team.
I tell you what, let's see if she does it again. It might have slipped. No, she does it two times in a row. That's just how she likes to do it, with a ton of topspin. Steinwand diving, far side even into the back row. Able to save it as person. Steinwand trying to keep it alive. No. It'll be a kill for the Sea Lions. They've cut the lead to 3.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of movement there. Penguins have a lot of difficulty in open middle there. It's going to be a key for Wiles or Pilkerton to get to it.
Symbolic serve. Lots of topspin. Thomason with the dig. Back set, Walser. Thomason on the quick set. Not able to keep it alive. Person, near side, just able to get it over. Was Riffalato. Riffalato in. Walser joust at the net. Walser bumps at far side, even into the block of Julia Molinas. That cuts the Penguin lead to 2. It's 8-6 here in set number 1.
Molinas doing a great job there of getting the block just on the dink. She was aware that even was just tipping it over.
Symbolic serve. Back row, Wiles. Back sets from Walser. Even at the net, blocked by Riffalato. Penguins still have it. Thomason far side into the block. Person picks it up. Katurakis set near side. Riffalato off the hands of Wiles. Steinwand out of the back row. Into the back corner, and she lands it. Of course she does, right?
Of course she does. Perfect placement here. No better way to put it.
Newly checked in for the Point Loma Sea Lions, Megan Angerstein. And Zoe Burgess comes in for the Penguins in place of Kat Thomason to serve, as we see so often. Her jump serve out of the near corner into the back row, picked up Engerstein. Cross court, picked up by Burgess. Good dig there. Stein went out of the back row, near side with it. Engerstein picked up. Gattura Kissett, near side. Rifalato off the chest of Burgess. Able to keep it alive. Walser, even over the net. Free ball for the Sea Lions. Gattura Kissett back set. Far side, cross court goes Julia Molinas. And credit her with the kill. As it's a 2.97 Penguin lead. Checking in, Sophia Wingert in place of Madeline Fox.
Molinas the leader so far with two kills on the side of the Sea Lions.
Back to serve, Holly Person. To Burgess, bump set Walser, far side. Susie, oh, and a big kill for Pilkerton. Pickles, as her teammates call her. She'll regain the three-point lead for the Penguins. It's 10-7. They've reached double digits. As Wiles comes out and Latigue comes back in. Even serve, back row, Engerstein. Gaturkis set her dump, and she lands it in the middle of a bunch of Penguins. 10-8, Wiles returns in place of Kate Even.
Pilkerton, the leader for the Penguins so far, with four digs on the night and tied with Steinwan with the kill lead at two.
Molinas serve down the far sideline. Steinwan with the dig. Steinwan out of the back row to Molinas. Gaturkis back set far side trying to go cross court. Running the seam was Wingert, picked up by the Penguins. Steinwan out of the back row. Person with the bump. Gaturkis back set running the seam and getting the kill is Sophia Wingert. And boy, does she run that seam beautifully.
Yeah, and credit to Katura because she does a great job. She loves to do the back set. If I'm the Penguins, I'm keeping it heavy there with Pilkerton and Latigue on the left side.
Definitely trying to get that block. Molinas goes into the net. Give the Penguins a little momentum back, or I should say at least cut a little momentum from Point Loma. They had it within one. It is now 11-9 as Andrade checks in place of Molinas. Back to serve Josie Walser for the Penguins. Walser jump serve out of dead center. Dug out by Engerstein. Down the line goes Alyssa Rifalato. And a big, big attempt there. But it just sailed wide, Brandon. And I thought it landed in the corner. No, it just missed by fractions of inches. Walser back to serve once again. Oh, a dig which went wide off the hands of Engerstein over media row, and they almost went flying over the score table, but able to corral themselves. It's 13-9. Penguins, Walser serving once again. Walser will come near side. Engerstein, bump set by Katurakis. Off the hands of Susie. Diving with Zoe, not able to pick it up. Both teams in double digits now. It's 13-10 as Symbolic comes back in place of Mangan Engerstein. Back to serve is Rifalato of the Sea Lions. Out of the near corner, her jump serve picked up Burgess. Walser quick set, Latigue into the corner, off the hand of Rifalato, and it falls. 14-10, Penguins lead as Kat Thomason comes back in place of Zoe Burgess and the senior, Susanna Pilkerton out of Dexter, Michigan. Serving from that left corner, the lefty. She's a southpaw to Rifalato. Katurakis set near side. Symbolic with the kill. Off the hands of Susie. And it's 14-11. Penguins here in set number one.
Credit to the Sea Lions being prepared there. Different ball movement, as we've mentioned, being a southpaw. They were ready. They're able to get that point.
Serving for the Sea Lions is Wingert. Out of the back row, Susie. Set from Walser. Kat Thomason into the block of Katurakis and Fox. Big block there for the Sea Lions to get them within two. It's 14-12. Serving once again is Wingert. Out of the near corner, her jump serve just clears the tape. Diving Wiles off the hand of Latigue. Wiles able to get it over. Diving was Rifalato just getting it over the net. We're the Sea Lions, and it's a one-point game here in set number one, Brandon.
Yeah, Katurakis and Steinwan there on the joust, but Katurakis had more height and was just able to dink it on over.
Serving once again, Wingert. Susie on the dig. Bump by Thomason. It goes out of bounds. 14-0, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see a timeout from Coach Yami Nolan here really quick if this run continues for the Sea Lions. She'll do anything to disrupt the momentum. Wingert, her fourth consecutive. Oh, and that's a strong one, and it just sails out of bounds right past Susie. It's 15-14 as Kate Even comes in place of Brittany Lateague and serving the libero, Hannah Wiles. Wiles bounces it a couple of times. Her jump serve, back row person. Katura Kiss backs at far side, punching it over the net, Fox, and she just lands it inside that far sideline. And we're 15-all. Checking back in for the Sea Lions, Julia Molinas in place of Italy Andrade.
Just a beautiful little dink, almost like a floater in basketball. You don't expect that.
Katura Kiss's serve goes down the far sideline, dig by Thomason, bumps at Walter. Thomason into the block, keeping it alive for the Sea Lions. Katura Kiss with the quick set, getting over the line, jousts at the net, Even wins it for the Penguins. Susie out of the back row. Person, Katura Kiss set her up, and Kate Even there to block it. Into the net goes Steinwand. Oh, and a beautiful kill there by Megan Fox, who just finds the back corner. The Sea Lions take their first lead of the day here on Senior Day. 16-15, really trying to ruin the Penguins' party here on Senior Day. Katurkis serve. Dig by Thomason. Steinwand over. Back set Katurkis. Far side. Into the block goes Molinas. Penguins with it now. Even with the set. Kat Thomason gets it over. Far side. Oh, and a huge kill by Julia Molinas. She'll go cross court. And there's that timeout from Coach Yami Nolan. The Sea Lions at a Point Loma with a 17-15 lead here in set number one. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be back in 10 seconds.
Hola, soy Coach Nolan, y usted está oyendo el equipo de voleibol de Dominican Universidad de California.
Yes, and that was Coach Nolan who just took that timeout for the Penguins. Brandon, what are you seeing the Penguins lacking here after the Sea Lions going a little bit of a run?
And I think it's troubling, and we've seen this all season. Whenever they're down, they don't seem to reciprocate in a way where they're focused. A lot of credit here to Katerikis for them taking the lead on her couple of serves. And she has a very interesting serve. She almost goes up and leans back almost like in a fadeaway shot and gets it right on over. A lot of power and movement. She has a weird form, but it works for her. And her poor,
as you noted, Katerikis. Sea Lions with a three-point lead of a run. Thomason with the dig. Walser's back set near side. Steinwand down the line, picked up by Rifolato. Katerikis set near side. Symbolic goes cross court. No. Out of bounds. It's 18-16. Point Loma lead. We'll go into the back row person. Katerikis lead. Is Malik Jamie Symbolic. That high throw into the air. Her serve with a lot of topspin. Dig by Steinwand. Set far side. Thomason cross court. Person keeps it alive. 19-18. Looks like Coach Jonathan Scott is saying Katerikis quick set. Front side. 20-19, Sea Lions enter that red zone first.
Entering that red zone first, but if the Penguins can keep it within one, you got to win by two, of course.
Person will be back to serve for the Sea Lions. The libero out of the near side corner. Her serve goes to Steinmann, back row, set Walser, far side, Susie. Oh, and it was a two-touch there by Josie Walser. That's a little bit of a mental error, Brandon. An unforced error gives the Sea Lions a two-point lead. It's 21-19.
And a very critical one when you're in the red zone and trying to win this set.
Person serve, back row, Even, back set, Walter near side, Even with the big kill. It's 21-20, Point Loma. Back to serve for the Penguins, Even out of that far corner, as we know she likes to do. Her jump serve comes near side. Angerstein set by Katerikis, far side, going down the line. Molinas, no, joust at the net. Walser will win it, but she looks like she went under the net, Brandon, onto the other side, and Another error by Walser gives the Sea Lions a 22-20 lead. She needs to get those out of her system and focus up, which I'm sure she can do. She does it well. Serving is Molinas, and it'll go straight into the net, Brandon. So both teams exchange errors there, as checking in four-point Loma is Andrade in place of Molinas, who just committed that service error.
Yeah, and Walser's going to have her chance to make up those two mental errors.
And she's good from the service line as well. Straight away, her jump serve near side. Andrade, long dig, joust at the net. One by Latigue, near side. That is Riffolato. Diving bird just keeping it alive. And it'll be four touches on the side of the Penguins. That gives the Sea Lions a 23-21 lead. Checking in, Symbolic back in. And for the first time tonight, Ali Nemechek. Nemechek will come in. She'll serve. She's a 5'8" freshman out of Parker, Colorado. She'll bounce it a couple of times. The righty tosses it into the air. Jump serve over the net, picked up Wiles. Quick set, Walser. Dump over Latigue, and it finds the hardwood just inside the near sideline. It's 23-22.
When in doubt, run the sea to Latigue. It's been working tremendously this whole season. Her and Kate even. Penguins now within 1 point.
Thomason comes in place of Zoe Burgess, getting a little more high to the net so they can win those battles that you were talking about earlier. These southpaw, Susie, the senior, serves into the back row. Riffolato, back set from Katurakis, and going straight down is Sophia Wingert. It's 24-22, and Coach Yami Nolan wants a timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be right back.
This is Amy Steinwand. You are listening to DU Volleyball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
That was Amy Steinwand, one of our seniors here being honored on Senior Day. And Brandon, check it out. There's an Amy Steinwand face in the crowd. Check it out. Somebody has Steinwand's face on a stick, and that is just fabulous. The Sea Lions are at set point here in set number one. Penguins hanging tough, though, 24-22. What do they have to do to go on a 3-0 run here, or at least send it to extra time here in set number one?
I think you just got to get the receive first. That's the crucial part today for the on the Penguins side. Two great, amazing assist people on the night and digs, Susanna Pilkerton and Josie Walser. They're going to be key, and especially for Walser to make up those mental errors. Can she help her team get back into this?
Can she help her team get back into it? It is senior day, and you know what? Susie's been out there the whole set so far, rightfully so. And she continues to be out there, and back to serve for the Sea Lions, Sophie Wingert. Wingert serve off the tape, picked up by Latigue. Set by Walser, far side. Thomason with the kill off the arms of Wingert. And it's 23-24 Sea Lions lead as Even comes back into place of Latigue. And I'm going to be ready for the quick set here to Kate Even, if anything.
Yeah, watch out for the setter dump as well.
That serve will come from Hannah Wiles. Her jump serve into the back row. Person picks it up. Set by Karakis. Oh, and saved by Wiles. Bump set, Walser, far side. Thomason into the block. Penguins keep it alive. Wiles with the bump. Thomason again into the block. Keeping it alive is Symbolic. Katurkis keeps it alive. Joust at the net, and it is blocked by Kat Thomason and Kate Even, 24-all.
Got to win by two now.
And it looks like Coach Jonathan Scott wants a timeout. It's 24-24. Penguins will serve here. It'll be Hannah Wiles. So they have the height at the net to get a block to give the Penguins the advantage. As you said, win by two. Now the Sea Lions, very powerful up front. Karakis is very good at setting. Powerful hitters in Symbolic and Molinas and Fox. Penguins are going to have to use that height at the net for their advantage here to set this one.
Yeah, they're really going to have to, and they always love to run that C on the right side. Katurakis, amazing and exceptional tonight, setting-wise. She's been able to get it to those powerful hitters, as you mentioned, Forrest. Look for Julia Molinas to try to win it for the Sea Lions running that C.
The Penguins are going to need to get a dig here, Brandon, on the defensive side, so that way they can set up their offense, get a good clean dig. And I'd look to go to a quick set to Kate even. That's exactly what I would do here if the opportunity presents itself. Back to serve for the Penguins. 24 all here in set number one. Hannah Wiles, her jump serve mid-range. Picked up Ruffolato. At joust at the net, that was symbolic. And Steinwan, who pushes it over. And Steinwan will get credit for the kill off the tip of the Sea Lions defender. And it's 25-24. Penguins set point. Looking to take set number one.
Coach Jonathan Scott not liking that as well. He was looking for the carry there for Steinwand as well as even did it before.
Wild serve. Back row. Andrade set by Katurakis. Diving the Penguins as Walser and Pilkerton collide there for a second on the ground. They both get up and they are both absolutely okay. Back to serve for the Sea Lions. Katurakis, and we're 25 all. So it's win by two. We'll go to at least 27.
Look out for Molinas, who just checked in on the right side.
Dig by Steinwan, bumps at Walser, far side. Thompson out of the back row, Person into the back row. Katurakis set near side. Symbolic will go cross court, dig by Pilkerton. Back set from Walser, Steinwan into the huge block of Fox and Symbolic. And boy, now the Sea Lions have match point. Both teams exchanging match point here in set number one. Set point here in set number one. Katurakis serve, floater, Steinwan back row, long dig, joust at the net, won by Walser. Katurakis set near side, Symbolic into the block of even. Penguins keep it alive, bump set Walser far side. Thomason into the block and it'll fall. And we'll go to at least 28 as it's 26 all. And it looks like Coach Jonathan Scott and assistant coach Jimmy Lundgren are still unhappy with how the Penguins are playing, but they've been doing that all year, Brandon. I don't see a problem with it.
Such a crucial point there by Kat Thomason to keep her team alive, just able to bounce it on over between the joust. Crucial point, and she's having a good night so far as well. Kat Thomason with three kills on the night.
Steinwan serving for the Penguins, the senior here on senior day. Person out of the back row, long dig, Kate even wins the joust at the net.
Oh, you just got to love the energy that Kate Even's bringing right now. Stirring up the pot, getting her teammates really pumped up. You got to love that here for set point.
Set point. Steinwan, the senior, can put away set number one. Her serve, back row Person. Katurkis, back set, far side, Symbolic off the hands of Pilkerton, and we are tied at 27. And Brandon, we might not leave the Conlin Center today without getting out of set number one. We might just go all day.
Yeah, we're really getting treated to a good one here.
Yes, we
tonight.
Are.
Tonight.
Especially here on senior day and the Conlin Center.
Nothing like free volleyball, am I right, Forrest?
You're absolutely right. Back to serve. Symbolic with her high serve. Dig by Wiles. Back set. Walsh at the net. Even down the line, and she lands it inside. It's 28-27. Penguins. Burgess coming in place of Thomason. And Engerstein, as well as Riffolato coming in. In place for the Sea Lions. Penguins with set point. Burgess, the kryptonite. She could be it. Her serve, strong serve, picked up by Engerstein. Long dig, and it goes wide. Brandon, Penguins take set number one, 29-27 on the service ace by Zoe Burgess, and she couldn't be any more pumped right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant set number one for the Penguins, leading and then trailing by as many as four, and then coming back and winning set number one, 29-27.
Yeah, I think they just had to say, we got to make up for what happened last night. Second set, it went over to 26-24. They lost to Notre Dame, as we mentioned, but they were able to really group together after, you said, being down by four, and some big kills there by Kate Even and Kat Thomason to get set number one onto the side of the Penguins, as we bring back Max Rosenberg here to get his thoughts on the game. What are you thinking here, Max? Your first volleyball game of the year.
First volleyball game of the year, and it is a great match. Totally back and forth the entire time. I have no idea who's going to win this game. I'm very excited.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, you talked about your show. Can you expand more on that? What type of topics are you going to deal with in upcoming shows, or talk about some past ones you've been speaking about?
Well, one thing I like to talk about is how environmentalism doesn't mean a political party. It doesn't mean being a liberal or Republican. It actually means a better economy for everyone. For example, if the U.S. could switch to solar, we would be making a huge empire that would outstretch any oil empire that is already in existence.
Yeah, and you're a local here, and you really talk about Marin County and how you want to help out with making it a greener and safer environment in that sense.
That's right. Marin is pretty good, and I like to make sure that people are recycling everything they possibly can, and also trying to think about how much trash they make in a day and limiting that.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Max, on your thoughts. And on that note, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We will be back in about a minute. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time. Welcome back here to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, women's volleyball here. Senior night for the final time at the Conlin Center this year. Penguins take the first set in a thrilling fashion, 29-27.
Yeah, Brandon, I mean, kill leader for the Point Loma Sea Lions is going to be Madeline Fox with 5. And Crack Katurikis will have 13 assists. For the Sea Lions, 9 digs will come from Holly Person, the libero. And for the Penguins, the kill leader will be Kate Even with 5. Josie Walser doing her part as well with 12 assists. Dig leader is Walser as well with 6.
And speaking of Walser, she will be serving it for the Penguins here for the first rally here in the second set. As Walser is ready and her serve gets it over, digged in the back. The quick set, perfectly timed by Point Loma and Katurikis. Point to the Sea Lions, 1-0. They get the first point of set number 2.
I tell you what, Brandon, Katurikis can really set any with her body in any sort of formation, can't she?
Symbolic with the very high serve on over. Brittany Lateague running the sea quick, but she is stuffed in front, and credit that to Madeline Fox, the middle blocker, 6 foot freshman, from Roseburg, Oregon. And for the second time, symbolic with the high set over, dig in the back by Burgess. Walser to Steinwan, and it'll be blocked, and it'll go out of bounds. The Penguins have their first point of set number 2, as we will get a substitution. Kat Thomason in place of Zoe Burgess, as Susanna Pilkerton will be serving.
And that's the 8th block for the Sea Lions. Their block leader is Fox with 4.
Pilkerton on over, and it'll go wide over the head of Megan Angerstein. Sea Lions with a 2-point lead early in set number 2. The libero, Holly Person, will be serving it for the Sea Lions. The freshman, 5'4", out of Murrieta, California. The set to Lateague, and miscommunication there on the bump by Walser. Lateague just jumped a little too early. Miscommunication, timed it wrong, and that's another mental error there. Sea Lions extend the lead to 3. As number 3, Person will be serving it for the second straight time for the Sea Lions. And her serve is over. Lateague gets it with her hands. Wiles just has to get it on over. Symbolic with the back set to Molinas, and dug on back. Wiles gets it over back to the side of the Sea Lions. Quick set is stuffed in front by Wingert, and Kat Thomason gets it on the net. Pilkerton can't get it on over. Sea Lions now with a 4-point lead. That's tied for their biggest lead on the night. Set number 2, Sea Lions lead 5-1.
And this is really opposite of what we saw in the first set, Brandon. Almost flipped roles, really.
And Person gets it over, dug in the back by Wiles. Walser, Thomason, cross court. Picked it up was Angerstein. Right side is stuffed by Lateague and Steinwan, but it'll go out of bounds yet again. 6-1 now. Sea Lions running away so far early in this set. Person will be ready yet again, taking a couple bounces here. And she'll get it on over. Walzer back set to Steinwan down the line, dug on back by Angerstein, but it'll go out to the crowd. The Penguins now switch side. The Penguins will get it now as Hannah Wiles will be serving.
And Brandon, that one had some velocity on it off the dig attempt by the Sea Lions. It landed in the 13th row of the bleachers.
Wiles now the short serve, as she likes to do, back set, and it is stuffed by Kat Thomason. On the kill was Molinas. A lot of power, and they were able to time it there. Penguins cut the lead to 6-3 here in set number two. Hannah Wiles for the second time for your Penguins. Wiles over short serve yet again. Dug on the quick set, and the set from Katerikis to Wingert. Stuffed on down 7-3. Sea Lions now will switch it around to their side as they'll look to extend the lead. Serving is Julia Molinas, one of the kill leaders on the season, and Wiles will let it go on over her head. It'll be a side out back to the Penguins, 4-7, and checking out is Julia Molinas, and checking on in is Italy Andrage for the Sea Lions. Steinwan now, the hammer, one of the seniors being honored, to the side of the Sea Lions, just able to get it over is Riffolato. Back set, Walzer, Thomason! And the kill will go on in. 8-4. That one was wide, excuse me. The Sea Lions will take it here. And serving is Alyssa Riffolato. Riffolato deep, almost in the corner, but a little to her right as she'll get the serve on over. Steinwan with the receive. Walzer, Thomason on forward. It was off the hands of Wingert, so point to the Penguins as Thomason will check on out, and Zoe Burgess coming on in to serve, as we've seen all season long. She was the spark plug there to end set number one. Maybe she can be the comeback spark here in set number two. And the serve on over is dug on the back, bumped forward, right side, the diving Steinwan by Symbolic. A lot of velocity there. Point will go to the Sea Lions, 9-5, as Sophie Wingert will be serving for the Sea Lions. She's going to get it on over. Burgess with the receive. Walzer up now, free ball. Steinwan gets it over. Katerikis, right side, killed by Symbolic to the side of the Penguins. Pilkerton with the kill. Diving was Riffolato, not able to get there in time. 6-9 for the Penguins as Kate Even will be serving it, taking her place deep in the corner as she loves to do. Even now, jumping forward, the set is dug on in the back. Katerikis right side, diving on the receive. Lateeg able to get it on over. Little joust there. Walzer back set. Steinwan dug in by Andrage. The kill yet again by Symbolic was received by Even. Off the hands now, Pilkerton side. Back to the Sea Lions. Diving is Steinwan. Walzer on over. And they're able to get it. A tremendous rally by the Sea Lions. Lateeg on the joust. The hands in a tremendous rally. They're able to get it.
Location there, Brandon. Being
over. Back set. On over to the Penguin side. And on the kill was Susanna Pilkerton. 8-9. Penguins only trail by one as Kate Even serving for the third straight time.
And boy, we've been treated to a couple of great rallies here to get the Penguins back in this one, Brandon. They got to keep it going.
Even forward, Riffolato back, joust at the net, back to the side of the Sea Lions as Symbolic will get it on over. Some miscommunication there. Credit Symbolic with the kill, and checking back in for the Sea Lions will be Julia Molinas in replacement of Italy Andrage. Serving for the Sea Lions will be Kara Katerikis. An amazing game setting-wise as she'll get it on top of the net. A service error there. Penguins get it here as Josie Walzer will be your women for the Penguin serving it. Walzer now is ready. Her serve on over. Dug in the back. Back to the side of the Penguins as Brittany Lateague able to just get it off the top of the paint. Dinks it in. We are tied up at 10 apiece as Coach Jonathan Scott will take a timeout for the Sea Lions here. Penguins tie it on up as we will hear from one of our volleyball players. We will be back in 10 seconds.
Hi, this is middle blocker Kate Even, and you're listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Yeah, that was Kate Even, and she is there for your Penguins, tied with two others, Kate Even, Amy Steinwand, and Kat Thomason, as well as Susanna Pilkerton with 5 kills apiece. Penguins have tied it up here in set number 2. We were intrigued to a first set here, 29-27. The Penguins take it, and yet another tight one here in set number 2.
And yeah, Brandon, I'd like to mention, as I look into the crowd, I see CJ, I see Jeremiah Gray, I see Marcus Lodeholt, I see Xavier Williams and Uta Uchida and many others. I'd like to remind you that the Penguin men basketball team plays at Sonoma State tonight at 7:30, and I'll be there, so you guys want to come on out and watch and support the Penguins.
Walls are over. Quick set there, attempt by Madeline Fox. Joey Burgess able to dig it. Now Pilkerton just has to get it over, and she will, to the side of the Point Loma Sea Lions, and yet again they run the quick set to Madeline Fox. Fox gets it in. Sea Lions will get the 1-point lead, and serving now for the Sea Lions will be Symbolic with that high serve. Steinwein on the receive. Burgess able to bump it. Now Wiles just has to get it over. Running it left side. The kill by Riffolato is dug in the back by the Penguins. Susanna Pilkerton in there. Off the hands of the libero, Holly Person. Point to the Penguins. And yet another kill there. Her 6th on the night by Pilkerton, as Thomason will check on in for Zoe Burgess. Pilkerton will serve it now. The standstill serve on over, dug in the back by Person. Running the back set, timed perfectly on the block was Thomason. On over Riffolato, Walzer on the dig, Wiles with a bump. Steinwan over, diving, and received setter dump on forward by Person. Walzer now to the side of the Penguins, cross court Thomason, dug in the back by Person yet again. On over was Riffolato. Walzer running the seed to Lateague. Back to the side of the Sea Lions. On over was Molinez. Back set. Steinwad over. But a point will go to the Sea Lions as one of the Penguins touched the net. As serving for the Lions will be Holly Person yet again. 12-11 here in set number 2. Person serve over Thomason, a free ball, the dink attempt there by Wingert doesn't go. The bump set on forward to Riffolato, dug in the back by Wiles. Now Pilkerton just has to bump it on forward. Katurikis the set to Wingert. Walzer now sets it forward to Thomason, on over, back set. The kill by Molinas goes wide. Point to the Penguins. We are knotted up here yet again at 12 apiece. Kate Even will check back in for the Penguins as Hanna Wiles will be serving deep for the Penguins. We'll see if she'll go with that power serve or that floating serve as she likes to do. She'll go with the float, dug in the back by Angerstein. Joust at the net, Thomason on over, Person forward. The kill by Riffolato, dug by Wiles. Bump set forward. Thomason able to get it in. Down on the back line. Penguins take the lead, 13-12. Wiles, for the second time, will be serving it.
Penguins back in it, Brandon. They did trail by as many as 5 at the beginning of this set number 2, and they're doing well.
Wiles floats it over. Angerstein over forward, Riffolato, joust at the net, back to Riffolato, blocked by Steinwan. on forward. The quick set to Wingard over to Kate Even. And now Person with the bump on over. And the Lions will get the kill. Diving forward by Hannah Wiles. Point to the Sea Lions. Knotted up yet again here in set number two. 13 apiece. One of their kill leaders on the season. Molinas will be serving. A lot of power there. The 6-1 Person from Gilbert, Arizona. Steinwan will get it on over. Bumped by Person. Forward now. Blocked, but it'll go out of bounds there. Riffolato off the hands of Cade Even. Lions now 14-13 as Molinas will be serving for the second straight time. As we get Cade Even here fixing the pole the furthest away from us as it got off the net there on the joust. And now we are ready. Coach Nolan having a few words with Josie Walzer. Molinas now is ready. The serve on over. Oh, and off the hands of Hannah Wiles, a service ace. A lot of velocity there that time by Molinas. It is now a two-point lead, 15-13. On forward now, Julia Molinas, her third consecutive serve. Beautiful dive on over by Hannah Wiles. A free ball to the side of Point Loma and blocked by Cade Even and Amy Steinwan. Riffolato point to the Penguins, 14-15, as the Hammer, Amy Steinwan, will be serving for your Penguins.
And really, Brandon, what's gotten the Penguins back in to this set number two has been their ability to block at the net, use the height to their advantage. I mean, they just got destroyed in the first set by kills from Fox and Symbolic. In this set, they're really blocking them. They're doing a great job at the net on the defensive side.
Andrade Chicken back in for Molinas for the Sea Lions. Steinwan will get it on over. Katurakis to Ruffalato. Back to Thomason on forward. Dug in the back by Andrade. The quick set forward. Oh, and it gets in just in the back line by Riffolato. Point to the Sea Lions as Angerstein will check on out. And coming in back is Symbolic for Point Loma. Taking it deep in the left corner will be Alyssa Riffolato on the serve. Riffolato the jump serve forward. Walzer now set their dump on forward. Quick bump, free ball for your Penguins, Symbolic there. Quick set, Cade Even, denied, and credit on the kill forward by Katurakis as the Sea Lions will extend their lead back up to 3-17-14. Riffolato will continue the serve on the side for the Sea Lions. As it'll go off the hands of Kat Thomason, the serve, another service ace for Point Loma and Riffolato as the lead goes to 4-18-14. A timeout by Coach Yami Nolan here in set number two. We will hear from one of our volleyball players and we will be back with you in 10 seconds. I can make your hands
clap. Hi, this is outside hitter Eleni Loizu, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
And that was Eleni Loizu. We haven't seen her in tonight's game here on senior night yet, but she is one of the seven freshmen here for your Penguins. 18-14 here. Penguins trail by four in set number two. They took set one, 29-27. And as Forrest mentioned, the difference here in the second set is the Penguins' height up front. They've done a great job of blocking well and hanging on. They only trail by four. And up front, Cade Even with three blocks for your Penguins. Steinwand with two. And Thomason with two on her part as well.
It's really been, Brandon, the defensive play of the Penguins. Those couple of rallies that really got them back in to set number two. When both teams reached double digits, we had a couple of long rallies. The Penguins winning both of those really got their momentum going, got their confidence back up. They do trail by four right now in set number two. But that confidence and those rallies show that they can get themselves out of any hole. They trailed by five, as many as five at the beginning of the set. It was 6-1 to open it up. And right now, they're really holding their own with the Sea Lions.
And Riffalotto will get it forward. Walzer running the C there to Kate Even, and she will be stuffed on the left side. Credit with a double block was Sophie Wingert and Jamie Sim Bullock. 5-point lead yet again for the Sea Lions. And Riffalotto's going on a run here for her Sea Lions. Riffalotto on forward, received by Wiles, bumped by Walzer. Kat Thomason cross court, and she'll be able to find a spot past the diving Riffalotto. A point there, cutting the deficit to 4-15-19. For your Penguins, Zoe Burgess will check on in and will be serving in replacement of Kat Thomason. Zoe Burgess, the spark plug so far tonight for the Penguins when they've been trailing. And the jump serve on forward, dug in the back by Katerikis. The quick set attempt is stuffed by Susanna Pilkerton. Having a great game here on senior night. 3-point deficit now on that block by Pilkerton. 19-16, set two at the icebox. Zoe Burgess set. That one looked like it was going to go out of bounds, but Riffalotto will touch it and point to the Penguins, as up front was Sophie Wingert on the double touch. So Penguins catch a break there, now only trail by two. Let's see if they can continue to capitalize on that error for the Sea Lions.
And, you know, that's really what they've been able to do all of this set, Brandon, is capitalize on those mistakes, as Coach Yami Nolan wants Coach Jonathan Scott to have to take a timeout as he's having a conversation with our referee here. He's been unhappy with the calls all match so far, really, Brandon. It's really been up front on the setter dumps and the double touches that he's saying that the Penguins are committing, but it's really been even on both sides.
Burgess gets it on forward. Setter dump on the side of Point Loma. Kate Even with a quick set, and she'll be able to dump it on forward. Penguins now trail by one. Kate Even yet again coming up big, 19-18. Zoe Burgess for the third consecutive time. And they will let this one sail wide. A service error for the Penguins and Zoe Burgess. Back side out to the Sea Lions as Sophie Wingert will be serving, as Madeline Fox will check back in for Point Loma. The set on forward off the hands of Amy Steinwan, and that'll be a service ace point to Point Loma. 3-point lead again, 21-18.
Yeah, Walzer was trying to dig that out, and she just went under the net, Brandon, got a little bit of a piece of it, and you can't do that.
Wingert forward, bump set, Kate Even, little dink on. Katerikis sets it, and Symbolic received by Steinwan. Pilkerton off the net on the kill attempt, and that'll be 22-18. The Lions, Sea Lions, are 3 points away from taking set number two. Wingert yet again serving for Point Loma. And her serve will go straight into the net. It'll be a service error. Side out to the Penguins as Kate Even will be serving deep in that corner, as she loves to do, as Holly Person, the libero for the Sea Lions, checks it on in, and Person will be able to save it. Has to get it forward was Andrage. Walzer now running the sea was Latigue, and she will be stuffed, but it'll go out of bounds. 22-20, Penguins trail only by two.
And just when you think they're down and out, Brandon, they just come roaring back with tons of momentum and confidence, as you see Coach Jonathan Scott calling a timeout. The Penguins trailed by five just a couple of minutes ago, and now it's a 22-20 set number two. And at this point, you can't really count the Penguins out. They have to go on some sort of a run here to close out set number two. But, hey, they took set number one and won that one 29-27. I have a feeling that might be a theme here today.
Yeah, and the complaining, as you mentioned, of Coach Jonathan Scott, Coach Yami Nolan not having any of it. She was asking for a delay of game between that argument, because Coach Jonathan Scott's just been jawing it with the referees so far in this ball game. But other than that, as you mentioned, Penguins hanging on.
Well, I don't know what a delay of – I mean, you think about a delay game in football, it's 5 yards. A delay game in basketball, you know, you inbound it further up the – I mean, delay a game, I don't know what it would have done. I mean, I could see her asking for them to force Point Loma to take a timeout. We haven't had a delay of game called yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
That would have been an interesting one to see what would have happened. But at any rate, Penguins trail by two, and they're looking to take set number two and take a commanding 2-0 lead.
Yeah, they were in this exact same position, trailing in the red zone in set number one, as now Kate Even taking her corner, and her serve forward is dug in the back by Riffolato. The quick set on forward is dug by Zoe Burgess. Bump set now, as Kate Even just has to push it forward. Cymbuluk to Steinwan Walzer on forward. Pilkerton with a light tap over. Has to adjust mid-air was Cymbuluk. And it'll be a point to the Sea Lions as Cymbuluk was just able to get it placed down the line, the furthest line from us. 23-20 now as the Sea Lions are 2 points away from taking this set. Katerikis dug by Burgess. Walzer the bump. Pilkerton the kill. And it'll be off the hands of Riffolato. Point to the Penguins, 21-23, as Josie Walzer will be serving it. Walzer deep. Her serve. She's ready. The serve will get on forward. The set by Katerikis is dug by Walzer, bumped by Wiles. Steinwan with the kill, and she'll get it in past the diving Holly Person. Penguins trail by one. Walzer again to serve.
Tell you what, Brandon, it was 23-20 just a minute ago. Pilkerton and Steinwan, the two seniors, getting the Penguins 1 point away from tying it.
Walzer set, dug by Riffolato. The set on forward, and there's one of their kill leaders, Julia Molinas, able to get it off the hands of Walzer and Pilkerton. 22-24, as this will be set point for the Sea Lions. Jamie Cymbuluk, a chance to take set number two for Point Loma. Penguins ready in the back. Wiles, Steinwan, and Burgess. As Wiles will bump it, Walzer running the C to Lateague. Stuffed back to the side. Now Point Loma just has to get it forward. That was Coleman. Amy Steinwan able to get it in off the hands of Madeline Fox and Jamie Cymbuluk. 24-23. Penguins trail by one. Burgess out. Thomason in. Pilkerton a chance to tie it all up here yet again. Pilkerton standstill serve is dug by Person. The back set is stuffed. Molinas is stuffed by Thomason and Lateague. We are tied up yet again, 24-24. Penguins now have to win it by two. Free volleyball here yet again in set number two. Pilkerton standstill serve. Dug in the back by Angerstein. The set on forward. Little dink on forward by Molinas. Thomason cross court now, and she'll get it on in off the hands of Molinas. Point to the Penguins, 25-24. Penguins right here, a chance to take set number two.
And can Susie do it here on senior day? Can she put away set number two?
Pilkerton's serve on forward, back to the side of the Penguins. Back to Point Loma now. The kill is wide by Alyssa Riffolato over the head to me, but Person serving Walzer forward. So now a chance at set put a C, diving, and another setter dump by Person. Excuse me, Katerikis. Steinwan now running a dink and a C on forward. 26-26, side out to the Penguins.
Tell you what, Brandon, give the seniors credit here in set number two as it comes down to the wire. Susie getting him back into it. Steinwan tying it at 26, and now he's all up to the freshman, Hannah Wiles, serving.
Wiles' serve, dug on by Person. Katerikis, point to the Penguins. Four touches on the side of Point Loma. Wiles has a chance to put it away. Set point here for the Penguins. Wiles taking a couple of dribbles. Point Loma's side. Molinas in the back with Angerstein. The kill by Riffolato is stuffed. Back to the side of the Penguins. Running the quick set. Cade Even. And Cade Even will put it away for the Penguins in set number two. 28-26. Credit to the seniors, as you mentioned, Forrest, but also to Cade Even being able to put it away here in the set number two. Penguins take the set lead, extend their set lead, 2-0, 29-27 in set number one, free volleyball, and free volleyball in set number two, 28-26.
I tell you what, Brian, all the people that paid for only 25 points a set are getting their money's worth today as both sets, set number one, was won by the Penguins 29-27, as you mentioned, 28-26 here. And really credit the play of the senior, Steinwan with 8 kills, Pilkerton with 7 kills, and then there's the freshman, Walser, with 27 assists. That leads all of the setters because Karakis only has 24. So Walser getting it done after an towards the end of set number one, the beginning of set number two, she had a problem with double touching it on those sets. Coach Yami Nolan told her, hey, you need to clean it up. We have another setter here on the bench in Chelsea Bone who is now healthy. And guess what? You know what? We're just trying to win. We'll do anything we can to win. And, you know, you better clean it up. And she did.
Yeah.
And that comes to her credit and really credit the Penguins, Brandon, on defense at front, up front at the net. And you know what? That was really what got them back into it.
Yeah, definitely a lot of credit there to Walser and to Katurakis as well. Katurakis with 24 assists, as Forrest mentioned. They love to run the C there in terms of getting it to Molinas, in terms of getting it to a lot of their kill leaders here. And as we've mentioned, Riffolato, Molinas, Wingert, 28-26. Penguins take it. We will be back here on Penguin Radio in about 3 minutes.
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Max Rosenberg here with you. We're inside the Conlin Center. It is senior day, and Brandon, boy, are the seniors getting it done.
They are stepping up tremendously. Susanna Pilkerton and Amy Steinwan having an incredible game. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but like you said, you can't script it any better than this. Maybe Derek Jeter's walk-off hit, but
you know, there's been plenty of moments in sports where you can't script it. Derek Jeter's walk-off hit is one of them. Jeter coming out to the mound, another Jeter moment to pull out Mariano Rivera is another one, another Yankee moment. But, you know, you really can't script it. And this is one of those moments. Susie and Steinwan really getting it done, and they have the Penguins taking on this Point Loma team on a three-game win streak who has only lost one set. And they've lost two here at the Conlin Center as we are underway. Far side, Steinwan into the block, and it falls out of bounds. It'll be a kill for Amy Steinwan at another one to her franchise leading total.
Yeah, that's her ninth on the night.
Yep, Kat Thomason will check in place of Zoe Burgess. Pilkerton back to serve, back row. Riffolato bump set far side. And Walzer just trying to get it over the net, goes wide of the antenna. And we have a substitution as Molinas comes back in for the Sea Lions in place of Andrade. Back to serve Katurakis for the Sea Lions. She'll roll to the right. Her serve to Thomason. Set by Walzer. Thomason coming up cross court. Kat Thomason with a big kill gives the Penguins a 2-1 lead as Kate Even checks in place of Brittany Letig and Brandon. This is a Point Loma team who has been hot in the last five games. The Penguins not so much, losing six straight. Katurakis set near side Fox. Penguins keeping it up. Quick set from Walzer. It Kate Even with the kill. 3-1 Penguins lead in set number three.
Yeah, on the side of the Penguins, Kat Thomason having an incredible game so far. She has a lot of power in her cross-court kills. I haven't seen her do that a lot this year, but this game she has a lot of velocity on it.
Wild serve goes short. Person with the dig. Katurakis set near side. Molinas dug out by Walzer. Bump set Wiles far side. Thomason dug out Katurakis. The bump from Riffolato. Punched over by Molinas. Walzer quick set. Even off of Katurakis into the ice box. Kate Even with two consecutive kills. And Coach Jonathan Scott very unhappy, as he has been really throughout this match, Brandon.
Yeah, he's looking like Coach Kerr here. He needs to control his temper a bit.
Donna Wiles back to serve. Dig by Riffolato. Katurakis set far side. Symbolic dig by Walzer. Out of the back row. Diving Susie. And it was a bad bump by Wiles. That'll cut the Penguin lead to 4-2 here in set number three. The Penguins looking to take the match. If you're just joining us, they won set number one, 29-27, and set number two, 28-26. Symbolic with a serve, and it goes off the tape. It's a service error. The Penguins get the point, and it's 5-2 DU in set number three. Serving for the Penguins will be Steinwan in her last game here at the Conlin Center. Her serve back row, dug by Angerstein, bumped up Molinas. Riffolato cross court, lands it inside the sideline. It is 5-3, Penguins.
Riffolato loves to go cross court as well, and the counterpart, Thomason for the Penguins.
The libero person, her jump serve, just clears the tape. Steinwan with the dig, Walzer bump far side. Thomason into the block. Penguins unable to keep it alive. It is 5-3. As the Sea Lions are crawling back into it.
Penguins can't take Point Loma easily. As you mentioned, Forrest, they only lost one set in their last five, but two here. Penguins got to take advantage of that.
Person to Steinwan. Walzer quick set, even off the block. Diving Angerstein, keeping it alive was Riffolato. Penguins with the free ball. Walzer set far side. Thomason diving. Angerstein not able to keep it alive. Kat Thomason gets the kill. Penguins with a 6-4 lead. They had a 4-1 lead to start off the set. And here on senior day, the two seniors, Susanna Pilkerton and Amy Steinwein, have not left the floor. Burgess in to serve. Her serve back row, Person sliding. Katurakis dump over the net. Burgess diving, unable to save it. And as you mentioned, Brandon, not going away easy are the Sea Lions, and they will not throughout this set number three. And it's hard to believe that they will win three consecutive here in the Conlin Center, winning their last three games on their three-game win streak. They've only lost one set. Serving is Molinas. Center dump by Walser, dug out by Engerstein. Going down the line was Rifalato, but it sails wide. Penguins with the point. 7-5 DUs as Lateague comes in place of Wiles, who will take a break. Kate even back to serve from that far left corner. Her serve near side. Oh, and it's a bad dig by Engerstein. It's a service ace from Kate Even. The Penguins have a 3.85 lead.
Kate Even and Kat Thomason, people that are going to get the torch passed to, really having big games themselves as well.
Coming up big, Even just over the tape. Oh, and unable to handle it is Rifalato. It's 9-5. And how many more service aces is it going to take for Coach Jonathan Scott to take a timeout? As he is sitting 3 feet to my right.
10 kills by Even. Thomason with 10.
Even serve to Person. Set near side, Rifalato. Dug out by Pilkerton. Zoe with a bump. Back row, Steinwein. Oh, Person has a bad dig. Near side, Engerstein. Oh, blocked by Lateague. And it's a point for the Penguins. And it's a double touch there up towards the net from Wingert, and there it is, the timeout from Coach Jonathan Scott. The Penguins reach double digits first. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. DU's lead 10-5.
This is libero Hannah Wiles from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Boy, what a perfect player to hear from right there, Brandon. I don't know if that was luck or if you're just that good, but Hannah Wiles having an incredible game. She's a freshman.
Yeah, she has 13 digs. Also, Josie Walser with 12, Steinwein with 17, and the versatility of Steinwein is really something we need to talk about here on senior day. We know her as the kill leader, but when you mention pregame about the amount of digs she's had, she has over 1,000 digs as well alongside her 1,000 kills. I don't know what you call that, a quintuple or a quadruple.
Right.
Four digits.
Right. Well, Brandon, you mentioned those digs on the Penguin side. Three ladies with double digit digs, one on the side of the Sea Lions. Katurakis set near side. Burgess with the dig attempt, and it'll go out of bounds. That'll be a kill for Rifalato. It's 10-6 Penguins lead. They just had a 5-point lead, and that was their biggest here today on senior day as Symbolic returns in place of Engerstein.
Yeah, we talk about digs. Penguins with a 13 differential dig advantage.
The serve from Rifalato. Back set, Walter near side. Lateague running the seat, picked up by Andrade. Center dump by Katurakis, picked up by the Penguins far side. Susie down the line. Katurakis picking it up. The bump set by Person. Symbolic to Burgess. Set by Walser out of the back row. Steinwein. Oh, and just low on the wrist is where it hit her. And it goes straight into the tape. 10-7. Penguins still hanging on to a 3-point lead. Back to serve again will be Rifalato. Near side, her jump serve. Cross court, Burgess. Quick set by Walser. Oh, and it's a point for the Sea Lions, as it was a double touch there on the quick set by Walser, and I bet she's going to hear it from Coach Nolan, and she will, to clean that up. And we saw Coach Nolan told her to clean that up earlier, and she did. And from there on out in set number two, she didn't have a double touch again. The serve from Rifalato, bumped by Walser out of the back row. Steinwein, Person diving saves it. Katurakis near. Oh, and it was a double touch by Katurakis. The point will go to the Penguins. It is 11-8. in set number three.
Yeah, Katerikis is going to hear it on the side of Point Loma as well. Coach Jonathan Scott telling her to clean it up as well.
Both teams with a lot of double touches here today. Walser with the serve. Deep dug by Ripolato. Near side, symbolic, punching it over there to pick it up is Wiles. Symbolic with it now. We'll get it over the net, and it looks like it'll be a point for the Penguins as, or a point for the Sea Lion, excuse me, as one of the Penguins went under the net. It's 11-9, Brandon. A little bit of back and forth here now as the Penguins had a lead here in set number three, as big as five.
They have to clean up the mental errors, whether it's going under the net, touching the net, or getting double touches.
A serve from the Sea Lions, Wingert, front row. Steinwald, far side, cross corner, into the kill. That'll be a kill by the Hammer. She lands it in the near corner. A point for the Penguins. It's 12-9 as Thomason returns in place of Zoe Burgess. Susanna Pilkerton, the senior, redshirt senior out of Dexter, Michigan, back to serve for the Penguins. The lefty, a deep serve, person with the dig. Katerikis with the center dump, touching the tape and finding the hardwood. And Brandon, the Penguins had a 10-5 lead. It is now 12-10. Penguins.
Yeah, both teams seem to be giving up their leads in this match tonight. Let's see if they can incorporate and take the lead.
Katerikis to Wiles. Lateague on the quick set, and it's blocked up front by Fox.
Yeah, cutting off my sentence there. Incorporating Lateague and Thomason running the C. A lot of quick sets and velocity on the cross court by Thomason tonight, as I've mentioned.
A serve by Katerikis. Oh, and it just misses that back corner. It's a service error on her point. 13-11 Penguins lead. Wiles back to serve as Even returns in place of Lateague. Wiles, the freshman from Battleground, Washington. Her jump serve short. There to slide and pick it up is Ripolato. Sea Lions just able to punch it over. Wiles with the bump set. Thomason straight into the net.
Yeah, yet another one off the wrist, a little bit low there. Around her forearm, just goes straight to the net. Penguins now only lead by one.
Yep, it's 13-12 in set number three. Symbolics high, high throw into the air. Her serve picked up Simon. Thomason far side. Thomason with the dig. Kat Thomason gives the Penguins a two-point lead. And boy, what a match, Brandon. This has been on both sides, back and forth, the magic wand. Amy Steinwand now serving into the back row. Picked up Engerstein, far side. On the kill attempt, Molina's picked up by the Penguins. Steinwand dumping it over. Molina's dumping it back for the Sea Lions. Penguins with the free ball now. Thomason cross court. Just finds a perfect spot into the corner where nobody is at. Kill. Thomason. Penguins up three. 15-12. Steinwand serving once again. From the baseline, her standing serve to Person. Set by Katerikis. Kill by Fox. And a big one at that as Fox gets it over. For Point Loma, it's 15-13. Back to serve is Person.
Add that one. 8 kills for Madeline Fox on the night, along with her team leading 5 blocks.
Person serve. Oh, and a bag dig by Wiles. It's a service ace for Person. 15-14, Brandon. And it's just not going to come easy.
Yeah, yet another air.
Near side with it. Easton near side. It's just one.
And a great one for the fans here. Sold out. 10,000 here at the Icebox.
Person serve. Steinwand. Dig by Walser. Back set. Owen Thomason gets the kill. Add another one in Thomason's kill column as Zoe Burgess comes back in and will give Thomason a break.
And I don't know what she had for breakfast, but Kat Thomason, whatever you had, keep on eating that because she's been feasting and beasting tonight with those cross-court kills.
Eat it every day for breakfast as Burgess serves to Engerstein. Katerikis bump set over. Quick set by Walser, even on her way down, able to get it over the net. Free ball for the Sea Lions. Bump set, Person far side. Molinas into the block of a couple of Penguins. And it'll be a point for the Sea Lions. One of the Penguins went under the net. And we're 16 all tied once again. Molinas serving for the Sea Lions. On the far side of the service line, her jump serve picked up Stein one. Set, Walser back set, even running the sea. Oh, and it knocked Mark Carlson out of his chair. My goodness, that Mark knocked Mark Carlson clear out of his chair.
And we're glad to report that Mark Carlson is fine. He is okay.
Minor head trauma, but he's all right. Just got the water bottle. 17-16 Penguins. Engerstein and the center dump attempt by Katerakis to no avail. 18-16 Penguins lead. Oh, boy, Brandon, the Penguins getting a little bit of momentum and confidence back. It's two sets to none. DU even serving. Her jump serve will come near side. Engerstein set by Katerakis, far side. Oh, and unable to get it over the net was winger DU with the point, and Coach Jonathan Scott wants a timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, 19-16 DU.
This is setter Josie Walser from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
That was Josie Walser. We're back here on Media Row. 19-16, and Penguins would not be in this spot if it weren't for her, Josie Walser.
Yeah, incredible game by Walser. 37 assists. Leads the game here, the match leader, in comparison to Kara Katerakis on the side for Point Loma with 30 of hers. But as we've mentioned, Diggs really playing a factor here. Penguins having more opportunities and capitalizing whenever they receive that first touch. 68-53, a 15 dig differential. But not only are the seniors stepping up for your Penguins, Steinwan and Pilkerton having a great getaway game, but also Kate Even, Kat Thomason really stepping up, the next women in line next year.
The future of the Penguins as we return. We're back underway. Kate Even serving with a 19-16 lead. Her serve goes near side, up front. Picked up by Wingert. Penguins keeping it alive. It's Even diving. Susie can't get there, and it goes into the crowd. Point for the Sea Lions. It's 19-17. Checking back in, Symbolic and Nemechek for the Sea Lions. Back to serve will be Nemechek. The Penguins with a 19-17 lead. Nemechek serving. Her jump serve, back row, picked up Steinwan, set from Walser, far side, Susie, and she gets the kill.
Great kill there, puts the Penguins in the red zone.
Susanna Pilkerton, the southpaw, gets the kill. The Penguins get to the red zone first, 20-17. Walser, the freshman, back to serve straight away. Her jump serve, back row, Riffolato, set by Katerakis, near side. Owens blocked was Symbolic. She'll try again. Going cross court, picked up Wiles. Quick set from Walser. Lateague finds the back left corner, 21-18. Penguins 4 points away from winning here on senior day to send out Susanna Pilkerton and Amy Steinwan with a big W. Walser serve. Person with the dig. Katerakis set near side. Symbolic with a huge kill. Zoe Burge is unable to handle it. It's 21-18.
Great movement on the ball by Symbolic. Really staying back under it and able to drive it forward. Palm straight out.
Back to serve Wingert for the Sea Lions on the near side of the service line. Her jump serve, back row. Burgess unable to handle it. She shanks it out of bounds. It's a service ace for Wingert.
And that's two straight times. Burgess couldn't handle it. Coach Nolan telling her to refocus and set things up.
Needs to refocus here. 4 points away. Wingert, back row, Steinwan, set by Walser. Back set, near side. Susie into the block, and she'll get the kill. That one almost got Mark Carlson as well. The southpaw gets the kill here on senior day. It's 22-19. And you guys, this is a Sea Lion team who has only lost one set in their three game win streak coming into the Collins Center. Penguins silencing them. Susie, serve. Rifolato, bumped by Person. Rifolato out of the back row. Picked up Susie. Steinwald keeping it alive. Susie getting it over. Person with the dive. The set by Katurakis. Symbolic keeping it alive. Diving Walser. Penguins trying to get it over. Wiles Owen, it comes up just short. What a rally as the Sea Lions come out on top. Coming back in for Point Loma. Molinas in place of Andrade, back to serve Katurakis.
We can't emphasize how great of a game this has been on the last day. The crowd of 10,000 really in for a treat.
Katurakis serve far side. Thomason set by Walser near side. Steinwald off the block. Credit Steinwald with the kill. The magic wand. The hammer nails that one into the crowd. It's 23-20 Penguins.
And now the freshman has a chance to win it.
Wiles with a 23-20 lead. Her jump serve goes short, picked up Person. Bumped by Katurakis, near side Molinas, and she'll knock it down. 23-21, and this is exactly how we expected it after the first two sets. I think this is by far the best volleyball match I have seen in a long time. The serve from Symbolic, picked up Thomason, bump set Walser. Thomason into the block. Picked up Person. Katurakis with the back set. Far side. Molinas off the block. Hannah Wiles picks it up. Quick set from Walser. Kane even dumps it over the net. The Penguins are at match point here at the Conlin Center on Senior Day. And who else to the service line but the senior, Amy Steinwald. It's match point.
You can't do it scripted any better. The fat head getting waved in the crowd now.
Steinwald serve back row. Angerstein, Sekatur, kiss. Molinas far side. Susie unable to handle it. Penguins still at match point, 24-22, as Wingert checks in place of Fox from Point Loma. Person back to serve. The libero on the near side of the service line. Her jump serve picked up Wiles. Walser. Far side, Thomason into the block. Steinwald keeps it alive. Even with the set, Thomason into the block, cross court. Keeping it alive, going over is Katurakis. Walser set, out of the back row, Steinwald. Katurakis with the long dig, Penguins with it once again. Quick set, Kate, even in the back court, and she lands in the Penguins sweep, the Point Loma Sea Lions on Senior Day with a 25-22 set number three win. Steinwald and Pilkerton go out winners on Senior Day, and they upset the Point Loma Sea Lions, who came in on a three-game win streak, only losing one set during that streak, and they win all three here today. What a performance by Steinwald, Pilkerton, and company.
No better way to do it. They have put the loss streak in the back now. They lost six straight coming into here. Dominican able to win it off here. Great way to send out Steinwald and Pilkerton. And we have your final stats here. As the Penguins, Forrest mentioned, they take it 3-0. Kat Thomason, the leader, with 13 kills for the Penguins. A lot of digs on the side of the Penguins. Wiles with 20. Steinwald with 18. 12 for Walser. 10 for Susanna Pilkerton. Kate even with 12 kills. Steinwald with 11. 13 for Thomason. On the side for Point Loma, Rifolato with 10. Molinas with 9. And Fox with 8.
Boy, just a great match. And I'm not kidding when I tell you that that's one of the best volleyball games I've seen, especially here at Dominican University. I was here last year, Brandon. We've been here every game this year, and we have not seen a better complete game from the Penguins on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. They were strong up front at the net on defense. Thomason, the kill leader, Steinwald and Pilkerton getting it done. And, I mean, Josie Walser with a great game today. Tons of assists. Walser ended with 43 assists. And my goodness, really getting it done. And I can't think of a better way to end the volleyball season here at the Conlin Center.
No better way. As you mentioned, Forrest, the most complete game I've seen as well. And hopefully they can get this type of team chemistry all throughout next season, because they've had multiple losing streaks this year, which really set them back, and a lot of close losses as well. We know this Penguin team can fight, and we'll definitely be seeing a better yet more cohesive team next year.
Well, Brandon, with six freshmen on the roster of 13 and only losing two seniors, the chemistry is there. Last year they lost four seniors. They will miss Steinwan and Pilkerton, but the core is coming back. Kate Even has morphed herself into an upcoming superstar for the Penguins, and a superstar she will be. She'll be chasing Steinwan's record and every record she has set, as Kate Even is good in all facets of the game. And I can't think of a better way, on a beautiful day here in San Rafael on the campus of Dominican University of California, for the Penguins to send off their seniors, Amy Steinwan and Susanna Pilkerton, other than a sweep of the Point Loma Sea Lions, 29-27, 28-26, and 25-22. So our next broadcast here on Penguin Radio will be next Sunday, November 26th, a men's basketball game at 2 p.m. as the Penguins welcome in CSU Monterey Bay. Have a great Thanksgiving and a great Thanksgiving break. The Penguins will move to 10-18 overall, 9-11 in the Pac-West Conference. The Point Loma Sea Lions fall to 12-16 overall, 9-11 in the Pac-West Conference. And anything you'd like to say before I sign us off, Brandon?
Yeah, I'd like to also mention the one senior of the two from the Sea Lions, Megan Angerstein, and the other senior in Samantha Krakauer. She didn't play, but Angerstein did. Her final stats as a Point Loma Sea Lion, she had 2 assists and 7 digs. So both sides losing some key players. It's been an incredible season here. But before we go, we have to wrap it up with the final player of the game.
And I'm going to give you the first opportunity.
Oh, so many people to pick. I could go the easy route and pick the seniors, but no, I am not. I am going with Kat Thomason. I've really been talking about her play this game. 13 kills, but I've seen her the most ferocious, most dynamic, most a lot of movement on the ball of Kat Thomason. I think this was her best game of the season with 13 kills. Hopefully she can bring that next season as well for us.
You know, I'm going to give mine to the seniors. It is senior day. They came up big today. Steinwan, 11 kills for her, 18 digs. Susanna Pilkerton with 9 kills and 10 digs. 1 block for each of them.
Yeah, and maybe might get some insight here and bring back Max Rosenberg. Max, watching your first volleyball game of the year and the last one, were you impressed by anyone on our team?
I got to give it out to the freshman. I totally forget her name, but she played an amazing, amazing game. I believe 30 or so assists.
Yeah,
absolutely incredible.
Yeah, 43 assists by Josie Walzer. And
Josie Walzer.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect, man. Thanks for coming in and tuning in here, talking about your show.
Yeah,
it was
Max.
Nice to have Max on here.
Yeah, it's always nice when we have a guest from our radio shows, from our radio class. We've had a couple of you this year, and it's a pleasure to have you guys on, Max. I just want to say thank you for coming on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And for everybody at Penguin Radio, for Stuart Horn, for Max Rosenberg, and for Brandon Kiddies, I'm saying Forsett, have a very pleasant good afternoon.